Good morning. The U.S. African voice. That friends helping friends today. The faction. Ayo Dele Olagbaju Ayeti Boss. Media show. Broadcasting from Friends Helping Friends WhatsApp Graffiti Wall. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Obake Charles Omishore responding to a video post says, okay, let me play the video first. We're taking journalism to a different level. Here we go. A new level.
Now, so then, Zio, it just the innocent, the answer. But this one, they dagger them anyhow if they succeed. So that's why you need to watch this video and share and watch him from start to the end. Listen to this man when he wants to talk, so we cover his face for security reason. Listen to the man, the boy. This guy, woman, they see for the screen, and one of them, where they do it, this man, one can't tell.
All right.
And make sure you share this video.
Watch her for share this, bro. She's after sharing.
I take off early in the morning.
Okay.
These guys are dangerous, so please
dangerous. Always make sure Abuja.
You check the car you enter to make sure they have both Nigerian plate number in the front and also behind the car. Share this picture to your loved ones and also this audio. Let us alert the VIO and the road safety people that they don't know what they are doing. It's only chasing people.
All right. Okay. Good enough. Now let's go back to Oba Kayode Omishore, Charles Kayode Omishore on Friends Helping Friends. What he says, let's read it. And I didn't play the whole video, I just played a portion of it. Oba Kayode Omishore replied the poster, Tajuddin Yusuf Ojo, writes, Oba, this is ridiculous because certain section of Abuja is not safe. You have now assumed the whole of Abuja and the whole of Nigeria is not safe. Keep on deceiving yourself. You will die in a foreign land. Nah. Oba Kayode Omishore, that sounds like a curse to me. Besides, you don't know whether the poster was in Nigeria or in America or in Europe. So that aspect got nothing to do with the content provision, where the person is from. In fact, the producer of that video to me is in Abuja itself. So the lady doing the commentary, running the commentary, I don't know whether she's in Nigeria or whatever part of the world is in, or she's in, or she's at. What I know is that the man who is speaking to the microphone is in Abuja, and he's talking about Abuja. Not the whole of Nigeria, Abuja, certain areas that are not safe. Now, let me keep on reading what Oba Charles Kayode Omishore says. Keep on deceiving yourself. You will die in a foreign land. Everybody has to die somewhere. So, basic. Whether Nigeria, Kenya, Sierra Leone, U.S., England, Wales, South Africa, where have you? Life is a combo, a combination of life and death. You cannot have one without the other, without the other. So it's a combo, a combination. Whoever is born must someday die. All right? The person will die in a foreign land. All right. I was in Baltimore when Sherry Hill was a jungle, but we survived it. I can say amen to that. Sherry Hill was bad. White Lark was bad. White Lark, White Lark, White Lark, White Lark City, White Lark City. And nobody wants to pick the call. Reference to Kevin. Yeah, Sherry Hill was bad. Reminded me of Yemi Ominira, who was stuck up in the streets of Baltimore. And they took his money. But fortunately, the police, they apprehended the assailants. In other words, nowhere is a paradise on earth. We have bad areas as well as we have good areas everywhere. So the police, they arrested the culprits, and around 1977. So Yemi Ominira called me very early in the morning. I was driving a 1978 Monte Carlo in 1977, white with vinyl top, green, and leather seats and everything. Brand new Monte Carlo. Yemi Ominira, blessed memory. I was living 703 Exeter Hall. Yemi was a few apartments next to mine, or from mine. He called me and told me how he's gone to Canada to straighten his papers and the rest. And they invited him to downtown to come and pick up his money. That his assailants took from him a year earlier. So we both went to Bamai Monte Carlo to give him a ride to downtown. And security guys came and asked us the way to our rental office. And I got into trouble. I was arrested. The rest is story about papers, green papers and stuff like that. But we see here telling our story. So, and brother Titus Akinrefon, till he died, always said, "Ore niwon," that I was assisting Yemi Ominira, Yemi Laniyan, also called Yemi Laniyan. I was trying to give him a ride to downtown to pick up his money and got into the trouble in the process. So life goes on. We survived. Yeah, we survived. Then I can also talk the story of Ores Alako, who was attacked in the street of Baltimore with a hammer, the sharp end of a hammer. He fought. They hit him on the head. And he unconsciously or subconsciously took the knife from his assailant and helicopter in the sky, and the assailants got arrested. So nowhere, no paradise or earth. Okay, scrolling down. Charles Omishore writes on, "I have been in Nigeria for over 10 years and I am doing great. Congratulations. Ile ni abo simi oko. Gbogbo yin ni yo kere oko wa si ile ni oruko Jesu. Yeah, kabiyesi speaking like a kabiyesi really. Ah, mi o. Eni ti o ba pe lori igbe, yes. Ojo e a ma ri irikuri. No esisi lo ma wa ni hase, that's all. America is good when you are young and agile. I was here in the 80s. I was there in the 80s. I thought you were there in the 70s to 80s, and you probably left like in the 90s. I was there in the 80s and 90s. Okay, complaining that Nigeria was not good, but it was. You can never compare U.S. in Nigeria with Nigeria. U.S. is almost 300 years old, which is a fact, while Nigeria is just 63 years old. Sure, we can do better, but most of our brains have fled the country. You people in the diaspora might be our savior, but you are in America and Britain, hiding away, complaining about what would have been. Your country needs you. Well, good talk for a kabiyesi. We understand. The thing is, nobody can ever be in two places at one time. It no possible. Kosheshe. Your thoughts. Why are you where you are? Why am I where I am? Discourse. Ayo dele. Olagbaju. Aye chigbo. Podcasting and broadcasting, Street University of Baltimore. Today is a brand new day, so we're happy that we're still alive. And when alive, the sky is just the beginning. 12 minutes and 10 seconds. Thank you. Subscribe, sponsor, Zelly/ Cash App, 410-961-8728. The more the merrier. Together, we advance. Ayodele, Olagbaju, Ayetigbo. If you are doing great wherever you are, be a sponsor. Subscribe to subscribe or sponsor. Zelly or Cash App, 410-961-8728. Thank you. 13 minutes.